Watch it, Sade. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 28th, 2014, and the voice of the universe, that feminine trumpet, blowing the feminine sound that is casting the masculine wave. We hear it in the voice of our beautiful sister, Sade, who teaches us that we must be soldiers of love. Yahuwah has raised up men and women who are adhering to the voice of the universe, to ascend, to go up. Apostle John is told to come up, to go up, to ascend. And the system raise up those that are loyal to the system for their purposes, but Yahuwah is reaching down into the oppressed. Amongst the oppressed population, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and teaching us that we must come up to hear. We have to come up in our spirit, mind, body, soul, consciousness, that we may hear the voice of the Almighty. So we are talking about how we want to see how the system is maneuvering Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, into the actions that we are viewing. McCain photographed with ISIL, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. Google it for yourself. Webster Tarpley is calling for the arrest of John McCain for cavorting with terrorists, for cavorting with the so-called enemy. You see how duplicitous the system is. On the one hand, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS, IS, they're supposed to be our enemy. But then we see and know and understand that the CIA created these groups, trained them in Saudi Arabia, trained them in Turkey and Qatar, trained them in Jordan to do what? To go into Libya, to go into Iraq, to go into Syria, to do what? To stir strife and enmity and animosity, disorder, chaos, to do what? To overthrow governments. And so now they're working on Assad of Syria. But McCain is photographed with them. McCain is having meetings with them. McCain calling for Barack Obama to put boots on the ground to just kill and destroy. And not only do that in Syria, but McCain wants an escalation in Ukraine. And McCain and those neocons and Republicans with him want a confrontation to be facilitated against Russia. That's how crazy these people are. And then you have weak Democrats who do not have the nerve to vote against such wickedness because they're not worried about appealing to you and me as the masses of the poor working class. They are worried about appealing to the wicked ruling class and the technocrats such as the Koch brothers or the Koch brothers and Soros, who work for the wicked ruling class as technocrats. So Obama wasn't moving fast enough. They were calling for Obama to escalate, put boots on the ground, start bombing and killing even more so. And what happened? All of a sudden, around September 21st, 2014, some former Iraqi war veteran, I believe, veteran of the war in Iraq, probably post-traumatic stress syndrome, probably on military-issued drugs, he all of a sudden is able to breach the White House. Some say he didn't get into the White House, but only was able to get to the steps. Others say he got into the foyer of the White House. President Obama and his family had just left. And Obama was on his way to United Nations meetings and different things and whatnot, just left. This man gets to the White House, has a weapon, some type of knife. But there was another breach of security that we didn't hear about. Some other fellow was able to drive his car onto the property of the White House, hoping to merge in with other traffic. Webster Tarpley poses the question, could that have been to let off some type of car bomb? We don't know. But what we're looking at, according to our brother Webster Tarpley, and we want to present this to you, to us, that we may think about how, even though Barack Obama is raised by the system, not raised by the masses, raised by the system, raised by the Bilderberg, raised by the House of Rothschild to do their bidding. But when he doesn't go fast enough, all of a sudden there are breaches in the security. All of a sudden people are able to get on the White House property. Why? Now, what happens shortly after that? Shortly after that, all of a sudden, Obama says, you know what? We're going to send some advisors down into the area and going to begin facilitating bombing of ISIS. But now, Alex Jones, studying the situation, says, you know what? He's not bombing ISIS. This Khorasan group is nothing but a shell game to make us think that they're bombing their friends, ISIS, that they created to do their bidding, when in reality, this is only to get at the Assad government, overthrow the Assad government. Fighting going on the Syrian-Israeli border. Syria sends a fighter plane to deal with the ISIS people on their border. Israel shoots down the plane. Why? Israel is in on arming and financing ISIS and has created a medical facility to facilitate the health of the ISIS injured in fighting against the Syrian government, send them back into fighting against the Syrian government. So what we see is that after this breach of security, Obama is being maneuvered into slowly escalating the fighting, slowly escalating more boots on the ground, because there are boots on the ground. There are boots on the ground. Listen to me, sisters and brothers. But that's how the system does those that they raise. But Jeremiah is Yahuwah has exalted. Yahuwah has raised. Yahuwah has elevated and ascended. Who? The working class masses of the people, the oppressed peoples of the earth. You, sisters and brothers, are they whom the Most High wants to come up and go up and ascend up into the mind of the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father and the mind of the supreme wisdom of the Almighty Mother. Yahuwah is father and mother. Allah is father. Allah is mother. So that we may change our circumstance. So Apostle John is raised up, is caused to go up, so that Apostle John may better hear the voice of the Almighty, may better hear the voice of the universe. And this word is rooted in a feminine word, basis, having to do with stepping and walking, that which one steps, the foot. So we are walking the stairway to heaven. That's an African concept. In ancient Africa, 1500 BC, is it Ramses? I saw this on Ashra Kwesi's African Origin of Christianity, Judaism, African Origin of Spirituality, and so on. He showed us the stairway to heaven. Then you have in the Old Testament, Jacob seeing the stairway or the ladder going up and down from heaven to earth and seeing the angels ascend and descend. What is that talking about? That is talking about the energies. Every angelic being represents energy forces, masculine and feminine, of the Almighty going up and down, in and out of the earth, in and out and through various parts of the universe, because the spirit energy of the Almighty permeates the whole of the universe. So, Apostle John is raised up, is told to come up. What else happens? Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be thereafter. The Almighty speaking, Yahuwah speaking, Yahuwah 3068, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means the existing one. See, we're tying into that ancient African science that is the root of modern day science, that even when you go into Webster's dictionary and you begin to research definitions of words like energy and existence, and you run into the same definition that we see in the African Hebrew, such as Yahuwah being the existing one, the living one. And Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as begetting and conceiving, because Yahuwah is a scientific word that has to do with the first law of science, cause and effect. No such thing as an effect without a cause. And so Yahuwah is the cause, existing, living, the force of life in the universe, has caused the lives and life of all that has ever lived, lives now, and ever will live. And the living force, the life force in the universe, begets and conceives, therefore is masculine and feminine, therefore is father and mother. That is Yahuwah. 1961, I believe it is, when you research the words, I am that I am, tell them I am that I am sent you. The I am that I am is the root of Yahuwah. That word is Haya in the African Hebrew language, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Haya is the verb to be, to cause to come into existence, to cause to be, to cause to come into being. This is science. Yahuwah, the living father and mother, the power and force of existing and living, has caused the existence and living of the universe and all, ourselves included, within the universe. Our lives have been caused by existing. And so when you check the definitions of energy, spiritual force flowing through all people, and when you check the words fundamental entity of nature, and you continue to research these words, you begin to run into definitions that have to do with existing and living, and you can see being and existence, independent, self-contained existence. That's the definition of the word. Is it fundamental or is it entity? I believe it's entity. But when you check these definitions, you see, oh man, Webster was hanging out in the African Hebrew language, looking up the words in the African Hebrew language and the European Greek language. So this is who is speaking. The life force in the universe, Yahuwah, the scientific father and mother existing one, is showing us. I will show you, to show, to expose to the eyes, to give evidence and proof of something, to show by words or teach. So Yahuwah is the teacher. Life is the teacher. Existing is the teacher, going to show us things which must be hereafter. Things defined as who, which, what, and that. Things which must be. The word must is defined as that which is necessary, that which behooves, that which is right and proper, necessity lying in the nature of the case. See, these things that we are to look at must be, and those things that follow chapter 4 have to do with the wrapping up of this system and the doing away with this system and the bringing in through the power of Christ the new constitution, covenant, system, institutions, government, corporations, systems that will be absolutely obedient to the Almighty. Absolute, total salvation for the human family. These are the things that must be. And then what we're going to be looking at right immediately in this chapter 4 is our attitude and the consciousness that we must have in order that we, as Christ in human flesh, as the body of Christ, every member of the body is as much a member of the body as any other member of the body. So we are the body of Christ, and as members of the body of Christ, we are as much Christ as any other member of the body of Christ. So we, as Christ, are empowered with this firepower, this monstrance that we see in the Catholic Eucharist, the wafer representing the body is surrounded by fire, teaching us symbolically that we have the power of fire within our consciousness to burn this system and break it down, and through ourselves be able to constitute and reconstruct the new system that must be. This must be. The universe must have us come back to peace and order. So these things must be. The word be, to become, to come into existence, to begin to be, to receive being, to become, come to pass, to happen, events, arise, appear in history, come upon the stage. Men appearing in public to be made finished, miracles finished, performed, wrought, to become, to be made. So Yahuwah is the cause. Yahuwah is doing the Hayah. Yahuwah, the living one, the existing one, father and mother, is causing all of this to come into being. We are talking about science. Whether you are a communist revolutionary, you believe in revolution to bring in a change to the earth that will last forever. In the Hebrew, you say Yahuwah Hayah. Through existing, the power of living and existing, bringing in that which must be, bringing in and causing that which must come into being and be caused. It's a miracle because it looks like we can't do it. It looks like the system is going to win. It looks like the wicked are going to win. But we know by prophecy in scripture, prophecy in the earth, prophecy in the universe, prophecy in the human being, prophecy in the children and the babies, that the wicked ruling class are the loser every time. These things must be hereafter. Hereafter, with, after, behind. So after this that we're going to look at, after now, coming up, these things must be. And the other word on that hereafter, let's see what this is. These. So these things must be. What must be, Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah? Verse 2, and immediately I was in the spirit. See, you got to get into the spirit, sisters and brothers. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Sisters and brothers, this is a message to all poor working class masses, black, brown, red, yellow, proletariat peoples of the earth. This is for you. This is for us. This message is to us, that we may be raised into power to run the earth. The only solution to our problems is nothing less than we raise ourselves, raise our youth and babies and children to take the power to rule this earth and rule this universe according to the universal laws of existing and living for all in obedience to, not in disobedience, but in obedience to Yahuwah, the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah. Immediately, I was in the spirit, and the word immediately, straight away, immediately, forthwith. So immediately, right now, that word is rooted in another word that is defined as straightforward, upright, true, sincere. So the universe is upright. The universe is sincere. Other words connected. To be well off, fare well, and prosper, acting well. So this information that we will get into will cause us to fare well and to prosper and act well, because we are going up into the mind of the universe, going up into the mind of Yahuwah, and this is rooted in another word that has to do with being set, put into place or lay, put down, bend down, to lay off or aside, to wear, to carry no longer, to set on, to serve something, to eat and drink, to establish. So what we're looking at is the universe coming down as we go up. The universe carrying the message to us that we may take the message to lay aside money. Oh my God, that's some of the definitions of these words. So we need money. We need funds. We need an economy. So we're talking about an economy that is in accord with the universe, not this terrible economy constructed by wicked people with wicked minds that is destructive to the people because the economy is rigged. We're talking about the universal economy of truth, justice, and righteousness. And then also more definitions to set on, to serve something, to eat and drink. So, sisters and brothers, there will be no hunger, no thirst. All will have equal access to the universe. All will have equal access to economy so that we may exercise the power to obtain and attain that which we need to live, survive, and thrive. What else is going on in this scripture? Don't you just love to see and understand scripture? I was immediately in the spirit. The word spirit. Now, in Einstein's equation, energy is spirit. When you check energy, energy is usually positive spiritual force. So we're talking about the spirit energy of the universe. Are we in tune with the waves, watery waves of noon? Are we in tune with the waves? Are we in tune with the vibration? Are we in tune with the frequency? Are we in tune with the spirit energy of the Almighty in the universe? Now, Holy Spirit is feminine in the African Hebrew language, and the European Greeks neutered her, and then the European Romans transgendered her into a masculine, a male. But Africa is the root. And we know that spirit in the African Hebrew language is feminine. Therefore, we're talking about the power of the feminine. We're talking about the power of birth. But there is no birth without conception and no conception without begetting. So we're talking about the energy that goes with facilitating the birth reality, causing waves. Other words, when you check them, talk about the waves as denoting the bending of the womb. So when you see the womb swell, W-O-M-B, then you know there was energy that caused the life growing in the womb. So Holy Spirit is the womb. And there is energy in the womb that causes the coming forth and growth of life in the womb, that at the proper time that life would come into physical manifestation. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.